Welcome back. Well, next weekend, the race will be held in Donegal as athletes take part in what has been internationally recognised as one of the 10 toughest endurance challenges on the planet. Delighted to say that in studio to tell us more, we have David Burns, the race co-creator and one of the main organisers, and Sean McCrudden of the Garton Outdoor Education and Training Centre. And perhaps I'll start with you, David. This is the second year of this race, so briefly just tell us what competitors will have to do.
Yeah, okay, thanks for having us on, Chris. Yeah, it is quite hard to be brief when you're going through it, but in total there's 6 stages that we have, and distance-wise it's 250 kilometres in total, and you have to do that within 24 hours. So the 6 stages break down into, there's a half marathon to start with from Garton to Remilton. Then there's a 15-kilometre paddle to Rathmullen. Then the third stage is probably the toughest stage. I think competitors last year would have said that. It's just less than 100 kilometres cycling from Rathmullen up around Fannad Head, around Atlantic Drive and up over Loch Salt to Muckish. Then there's a climb up and down Muckish. You can start to get lost now in all these numbers and times and distances, but a lot of people come off Muckish just as it gets dark. Then there's 70 or about 60 kilometres left of cycling, and you finish with a marathon from Dookery back to Garton again. So it's a massive task really to get that all done within the time.
Pretty grueling. Sean, we've heard a lot about extreme sports and the growth of them in recent years. This is pretty extreme.
Yeah, it's extreme. When David and Manus, the co-creator of the event, came to us about 2 years ago, and they were looking for a location around Donegal. And when I heard the idea first, it kind of suited us. We were very interested because of what we do at the Outdoor Centre. And we were more than happy to get involved, as it's for Self-Help Africa. I think it highlights what Garton has to offer in outdoor sports and what Donegal has to offer as an outdoor adventure location. It's great for the county. It'll be well covered by the media. So it's a great thing for Donegal, and I hope that the people will come out and support the competitors, because it's a tough, tough challenge, both physically and mentally, for the competitors. So hopefully if people get behind them, that'll be great.
You mentioned there the media. Some of the photographs of this sort of an event can be quite spectacular, and you can see the sheer effort and pain even on the faces of those taking part. David, you have been involved in events, and this is one of the reasons why this has all evolved, because you know just what sort of things are demanded.
Yeah, I suppose the idea, my own background would have been kind of expeditions, so longer distance events, so very long cycles, very back-to-back marathons and different places around the world. And we've done one, say, across deserts in the Sahara, where it's all about the heat, or running at altitude in Mont Blanc or around the Alps, where it's about the altitude. And there's always something different, I suppose, that makes it particularly tough, be it the heat, the cold, different big things of climbing. And we always thought, so myself and a friend really wanted to do one, you know, at home, one in Ireland that could be as tough as these ones. And we're always struck by the hardest thing we've ever had on trips has been the wind, and being unpredictable wind. And we kind of think here sometimes that this wind, you have this kind of everywhere around, but you don't. It is quite unique the way it can change 1 minute to the next, and that can be an awful lot harder than a massive climb. You can get into a stride in a climb, but you can't if the wind's at you all day. And then just with the terrain we have here, the amazing beauty all around the course, just made it somewhere that we could put on a course that would genuinely be a test that could rival some of the world's toughest courses. So we just thought it would be the perfect place to do it, to see how it worked, and it did go quite well last year, so we're delighted with that.
Now, Sean, you're involved in the Garton Outdoor Education Training Centre, and there's been courses there down through the years that many people have got a taste to go on and do something better. And I think we've, 8 Donegal competitors taking part in this event or so. How many people in total would you expect to take part?
Well, it was originally out to 100 people. 100 people had applied. But, of course, with a tough training schedule, injuries, and just maybe people realising that when they got into it, it was more than they could manage. I think we're down now, David might correct me, I think we're down to around 72 or 73 competitors all start on the day at the moment. As you say, it's as much a mental challenge as it is a physical challenge. So for them competitors that are new to it, good luck to them. But the ones from last year should know what's up in front of them, and hopefully they'll get through it a little bit easier this time. And I would just like to, John Boyce from the Gartan Outdoor Centre has taken part, so I'd just like to say good luck to John and wish him all the best and all the other competitors on the day.
Yes, just a list of Donegal competitors: Arthur McMahon, Cahill Wilson, Jared Callaghan, John Boyce, as you mentioned there, Dennis Shields, Philip Nicholson, Patrick McLaughlin and Sean McFadden. David, the people coming from around the world to take part in this event, I take it some of them have done pretty extreme challenges in the past.
Yeah, there's a good collection of people that have run marathons, and like with a female competitor now that's an experienced ultra runner, and she would have run marathons in the North Pole and around the world in different places, and she purposely seeks out, you know, these kind of challenges that are a little unusual and are different. And that's the type of person, I suppose, that we're trying to make the event appeal to, someone that is, as Sean said, it's not just about the physical side, and really it is an awful lot, but more about the mental side. And you kind of go out with a thing, listen, you're going to give this your best shot, you're going to try, like, you might not finish. And that is an appeal to a certain type of person, and that's the kind of person. So people are coming from South Africa, many types of Europe, America, you know, to the race, and it's great to get that type of person. I think that's what appeals to this type of person, definitely the type of person that's going to travel that far. It's something unique and something that is that tough that they're not sure if they're going to quite get to the end of it, but they're going to give it their best shot.
So 24 hours, they start off with a half marathon. We have a cycle, a 15-kilometre paddle, the climb up Muckish, and then a full marathon. Do they tend to take any sort of a break at all, or is it just flat out from the word go? Or obviously, they're pacing themselves, and would they even like actually physically stop between any of the events?
Yeah, well, because you have the transition areas, there is an opportunity to stop there, and a lot of them do stop. I mean, it often depends on the conditions. Last year, later on, during the night, it was a lovely night, but it was very cold, so people were suffering slightly from hypothermia. So I had to take a break and had to reheat, and of course they must fuel up. You got to get the food in. So maybe half an hour, some maybe took an hour break, you know, just to get themselves re-energized again and get back out there. So it's a type of thing that you must manage well. You must manage your physical condition as much as your mental condition, and you must getting food in is really, really important. And that's what affects a lot of competitors, that they can't physically eat, they don't feel like eating, so it puts a lot of stress on the body.
Now, I take it there's a lot of people involved behind the scenes, and obviously throughout the route you have to have a certain amount of people there for health and safety and everything like that. In terms of people going along, spectators at any stages, where do they start? Where do they finish? Where is a good place if you want to go along and give them a little bit of moral support?
Yeah, I suppose, as you said, there is a big crew of people that are involved in the organising of it. So we'll have over 100 volunteers in the day, which is brilliant. A lot of people from the local area come out and help us. But in terms of actually just spectating, Rathmullen is a great place to do it. You get the end of the kayaking stage, so you can see that, and you get the start of the bike stage there. So a lot of people come down there, and I know they'll have stuff on for the day. There'll be food and drinks and stuff on for them there. Loch Salt's a great one, just because it's such a tight and horrible climb, but you get to see for such a vast way down there. So it is, and there's good places to view it. And then Dookery, again, with food and drinks on there at the end, and that's the end of the cycle and the start of the marathon. So those are all great places. And I suppose just one other thing to say then, we're pretty much full up with our volunteers today, but we do have a couple of spots left. So if anyone wanted to get involved, if they want to get in touch with the race, it's info@therace.ie. Send an email to us, and we'd like to give you contact back and chat to you about it.
And the person who's first over the line, roughly what time are we talking? Sunday week at...
Well, last
afternoon.
Year, Bill Wells, the guy that won it, he was in on 15 hours, 14, I think, if I'm correct there.
Yeah, around that.
And then Sean McFadden was second, and only 14 minutes behind, 15:28, over that period of time. That's quite close. So I know Sean well, and having talked to him, he's definitely out to one at this time, so I'm sure he'll be there or thereabouts anyway. But there's some tough competitors also coming, so he'll have his work cut out, but knowing Sean, he'll give it 100% anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the fact this is the second year, do I take it that you hope that this is going to be an annual event every year for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, I suppose it's definitely, doing something that was such a first, that the first time we did it, it was hard to know how it was going to go, but it did go well, and there does seem to be support for it. So it is definitely something we're going to try and build on and see where we can go from here. But it's very much a year by year, try and build it, see how we go. But we do want to kind of make Donegal a destination for people wanting a challenge like this. And as I say, this is, as Sean mentioned earlier, it's a not-for-profit event as well, which is one of the big highlights of it. So it highlights the charity Girta Self Help Africa, and there's sort of a lot of good can come out of the event, both the spectators that come out and give incredible support on the day, the fact that it is all for charity, and then the effort that the competitors put themselves through in it. It's great to see, and there's a brilliant atmosphere at it and a great camaraderie from it. So, you know, all that points towards it being a successful event. So hopefully just keep progressing with it.
And finally, I suppose it's fair to say that amongst the competitors, they talk amongst themselves and people who maybe haven't done it, and the word of mouth and hearing about it, that will attract more people in future years.
Yeah, well, I would hope so. I know talking to John at the centre there, David has a kind of a forum set up on the race website where they can talk to each other, and there's a lot of advice being bandied around to one another to say food-wise and training-wise. So it is, I think from year to year it will get stronger, and hopefully, as David mentioned about the Self-Help Africa, it's a great thing to promote that. So people will come out, I think, and the numbers should go up, but maybe getting them up too much, it could be logistically a problem as well.